The following is a Cast Wave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere, Season 5, Episode 3. Today we play Bean Boozled, brought to you courtesy of Jelly Bean, Jelly Belly, and Zach Patterson, who had the brilliant idea of us tasting everything horrible. Plus, we're going to nerd about some nerd stuff, and you're just going to sit there and take it. It's Boldly Going Nowhere, everybody.
You're just going to nerd there, and you're going to take it. That's how you're doing it?
That's how we're doing it.
Okay. Eat that nerd dick, Timmy. Eat it.
We're going to nerd again.
You're
going to
nerd it,
and
you're just going to take it. You're just going to take it.
You're going to take my nerd dick. I'm going to just...
You're
going
to take my nerd love, and you're going to learn to enjoy it.
We're just going
to
nerd out, and we're just going to nerd it, and you're going to sit there.
That was odd.
You're
going
to take it.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the odder intros, but actually one of the better ones on Sequence. So, hey, good on you.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going for. Not so much content, but timely
release. Timing.
Timely release, if no pun intended.
Yeah. So who's ready for some punishment? Are you ready for some punishment?
I've been a naughty child.
Oh, Jesus. Well, firstly, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Your ears, Colin?
Yes, podcast.
Ears.
Listen.
I really want him to screw that up one night and be like, it's a podcast. You listen to it with your eyes.
You know, I've been listening to This American Life with my hands, and they're all clammy now.
It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ass.
It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ass. Yeah. What, are we talking to Doyle's guy now?
Doyle's.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you listen to Doyle's with your
ass. This ain't no podcast. This ain't no fucking duck boat. This is going to Doyle's.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Hi, Doyle's guy. How you doing?
Anyway, so during the first half of the episode today, we are trying a game that Zach Patterson recently brought to our attention called Bean Boozled.
And it is evil.
Evil.
Don't be fooled. It's Jelly Belly, but it is evil. So how it works is it comes with a little spinny wheel, okay?
Can we get a little incidental music, by the way, while you're explaining
this? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, Zach, just keep explaining. He'll pull that in for you.
But, yeah, so it comes with a little spinny wheel, mm-hmm. okay? And it's got a ton of jelly beans inside, but the colors are all two different flavors.
Ah.
One good flavor and one horrible flavor. For example, you could either get, if you get this one color, it's kind of like a brownish red. You either get strawberry banana smoothie, which is awesome, or dead fish.
May I?
Jesus.
All right, let's take a look here. So we have coconut or spoiled milk, so I'm going to hate that either way.
It's this one that's going to be the worst.
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food. Berry Blue and toothpaste. All right.
Well, that'll go fine.
All right. So we got peach or barf. Buttered popcorn or rotten egg. Stinky socks or tutti frutti. Lawn clippings or lime.
Let's get some tutti fucking frutti.
Caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Isn't all cheese just mold, though?
Zach, I'm not gonna lie. If I fucking hate Jelly Bellies after this, I'm coming for you. I'm just saying.
The amount of entertainment that this will create. Think of the fans.
And you know that's why we do what we do.
We suffer for you.
All two of you out there watching. Thank you so goddamn much. We love you.
So because Brian's sitting closest to me, he gets to go first.
Yay!
Hi, everyone. All right, so one of the things, while you're setting up, one of the things that you mentioned, I feel like, and you were right, this is going to be kind of akin to the kale testing episode that we had all the way back in the Justin era.
Easily one of the greatest things you guys have ever done was tasting the kale.
Brad's raw chips.
Oh, don't make me think about the chips. I was there for the chips. I didn't do the kale.
Those were not
I did the chips.
Those were not chips.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
They were plant jerky.
It was, I believe,
They were Satan's ass.
They made Sean cry. They made Sean cry.
I remember what I said. The chips were like that crap you put in hamster cages. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what it was. Yep.
My exes may have broken my heart, but not as much as Brad's Roll chips made me cry.
So at least this will be fun, and at least you're prepared.
This is true.
Relatively.
Okay.
And there's a chance that this could go great. Like, you could get a good flavor and be like, yay. Because they are in here.
I would love if I got nothing but good flavors and, like, it kept coming back to Brian and Brian kept getting the shit flavors.
If the universe is anything like it's been for the past month, I'm going to get all the shit flavors.
Okay, so all right, Brian's
going to start. I'm going to go to the Bean Cam. The dedicated Bean webcam.
Bean Cam.
Sorry, it is not as photogenic as you would like, but you get a general idea.
You know what's happening.
Deal with it. We're Yates. Broke.
All right. Are you ready?
I am.
I have a bowl.
I am as ready as I ever will be.
So, all right, you can, so that you can, if you swallow them, you're just pro. I'll give you that. If you can actually muscle through the bad ones, you have my respect. I'm not going to be able to.
Fair enough.
All right. Ah, great first spin. You get moldy cheese or caramel corn.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, so here it is.
First you smell the bean, then you look at the bean, then you eat the bean.
And it is. He's chewing, contemplating.
It's moldy
not,
cheese.
Not butter popcorn.
Can he do it? Can he do it?
Is he going to be a trooper?
He's going for it.
He's definitely soldiering up.
Wow!
All right, Zach, hand me that shit.
Hang on, I'll spin it.
I
have a cam.
Right, yeah, you spin it.
All here's the bowl.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, he got the bad one.
The bad one?
You get strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish.
Oh, man.
Let's dig it out of here.
Oh, God.
Godspeed.
First, you take the bean. And then you smell the bean.
And then you pray.
And then you hope to God you're not going to eat dead halibut.
He doesn't seem that upset, so it can't be dead.
No, it's dead. It comes on lightly. Oh.
Yes!
Oh.
We're in the red here. We're 0-2.
Oh. Oh, God, the taste is lingering. Oh. It tastes like bad beef jerky that's been wrapped in, like, a sweaty gym sock.
You know what's fucked up? You know what's fucked up? There's people who probably got a volunteer job paying pretty good money going, oh, I'm going to go work for the Jelly Bean Company, and they were not expecting this.
Oh.
They were not expecting this shit.
That's fucking awful.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're pass that to him.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Ugh.
You get coconut or spoiled milk?
Oh, coconut God. Or spoiled milk?
Dude, I hope you get coconut. I'm serious.
I hope I... You know, let's... Because I like coconut.
Ugh.
Or spoiled milk. Here it goes. This is the bean.
First you take the bean.
This is my face. This is my mouth. Bean, mouth.
Oh, dude.
Oh, you.
Because the fucked up thing is that.
It's boiled milk.
Like, oh. Like, they are so. Like, I've never eaten a dead fish before.
Does anybody else remember freshman year of college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did now.
I don't want to. I'm having second thoughts.
You're going for it, man.
I know.
The rest of us have to. All right, so are we going to eat this whole fucking box?
No, we're going to do all the flavors at least once. All
right, cool.
So we'll go around the table a couple times. I got
shit.
Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Now I'm wondering, okay, do me a favor.
Yeah.
I hate I'm even going to ask this question. Split it in half, because I kind of want to know what Stinky Socks and a jelly bean taste like.
I'll give you one.
No. Just you want to give me the good one.
No. We'll
all right. Eat yours first.
How do you know which one's the good one?
We'll find out. All right, wait, so I'm going first?
Do you want to go head-to-head?
No, I'll go first. I'll go first.
No, because that's going to make it difficult for me to get reactions.
You know what? No, hold on. Let me grab one, too.
There's only one of each.
Wait, no.
Oh, wait, is there more than one? Oh, Sean. Okay, Sean, do you want to get in on this?
It is lightning round time, motherfucker.
We're doing a group game on Tutti Frutti?
Oh, Jesus, okay. God.
All right, so we're going with Zach.
I'll go first, then Brian, then Colin, then me.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks?
Wait, is this Tutti Frutti? I thought Tutti Frutti was the multicolored one.
Yeah, no, it is.
This is Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay.
All
right. I swear to God, if he's the first one to get a good flavor, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Ah,
son of a bitch!
I hate you so goddamn much.
Tutti Frutti!
This is like Jelly Bean Roulette.
All right, you want to go together on three?
That's what she said. God.
All right, ready?
Ready?
One, two, three. Tutti Frutti, motherfucker.
He did!
Yes.
He's gonna do it.
I mean, bravo for you, dude.
He's gonna need more beer.
Tutti Frutti ain't bad.
Alright, Sean, you trying?
Shit, no, fuck. I wanted to try that one.
You wanna try another one?
No. I wanted to try that particular one. But Sean's eating the other one.
No. There's more in there.
There's
more in there.
I got a shitload of these.
Yeah, but do I want to, like, rift through there?
Okay. We'll do it later. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
That Tutti Frutti is not bad.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. it comes on very subtly.
I think you got Tutti Frutti.
I think I got a Tutti Frutti.
Okay.
Just not a fan of the flavor?
I'm not a fan of Tutti Frutti.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so Brian's up. All right.
Oh, Rudy.
Oh.
Oh, okay, what'd you get?
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
No, it's... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chocolate pudding or canned dog food?
Knowing my luck, because I haven't had a good one since.
Hey. You gotta believe. You gotta fucking believe that you're...
I gotta believe, Brian. I gotta believe in myself. I gotta believe in the bean. God damn it!
No. Can't handle that one, can you?
No. Fuck! Oh, I can taste the gravy.
Oh, I can smell it! Oh my God!
Oh God, no.
Ew, throw it out!
Holy shit!
Throw it out!
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
That stench! Throw it out!
Oh,
oh man. Oh, you. Whoa.
Oh. No.
That actually smelled like dog food. Oh my God. If I had eaten that, I probably would have barfed.
There's not enough beer in the fridge.
This is the best bad idea I've ever had, ever. All right, Colin.
Hit me up. Let's see it.
Lime or lawn clippings?
All right, so lime or grass, basically.
Okay, you know what? No, fuck that, because also all that is like, either you're going to get a Corona or you're going to get an IPA. Either way, you fucking win.
Okay.
Anyways, so whatever.
Lime or lawn clippings?
Ugh.
Mm. What'd you get? You can't tell?
I think it's lawn clippings. It's just... One's really subtle, though.
I'm gonna go for that one, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's lawn clippings.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
I have a green one,
it's
just, too.
It's like, because I know what grass... I've eaten grass before. I know what it tastes like.
I've been 12 before.
Yeah.
Did
you get lime?
Nope.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's very subtle. Yeah. You actually have to, like, really get into it.
Oh, man.
The majority of grass that I ate was because I was playing...
It's not good.
It's horrible.
But it's nowhere near as bad as any of the other ones we've had so far.
Why did I volunteer for that? I should have just waited for my turn.
All right, so speaking of which, your turn, Sean.
Here I go.
I can taste the aftermath of the dog food still. And it is just...
Hand me a bean, sir. I'll spin the bean boozle bean thing.
Spin the bean wheel.
The bean wheel.
You also got caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Mm.
Okay.
Moldy cheese.
So probably similar to spoiled milk.
There you go.
Moldy cheese.
He's just going to get all the bad dairy.
I mean, that's getting off
just
light.
What I like.
I mean, I wouldn't do that just yet. We still got more.
Dairy.
I know. No, I got to get the taste.
All right, here we go. Out, all right, let's see if what he gets. Okay.
That was awesome.
All right, Zach, your turn. Go.
Oh, God.
Is there a smell?
Oh.
Is there a smell?
Excuse me.
Oh. Are you sure?
Okay. Oh, God.
All right, while he's... You go.
Oh, I've stolen!
Pick yours. Oh. You, please don't puke.
Please don't throw up.
I can't. I can't handle it.
Zach, I think after this, you owe us all a round of beers.
Sorry.
He owes nothing. Okay. I'm just saying.
This is pure entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving this thus far.
I got Berry Blue or toothpaste.
Aw, man, that's bullshit. You got an easy one.
I did get the easy one.
Motherfucker.
Have we done peach or barf yet?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm praying that's what you get.
Alright.
I'm praying.
Berry Blue or toothpaste, this can't be that bad compared to what just happened to him.
Yeah.
He's... Alright, here we go.
At least your teeth will get clean. Or your brain, or your brain will think that, at least.
Blueberry!
Son of a bitch.
I fucking hate you.
Alright, let's go. Let's keep it moving.
Alright, Purina, you ready?
Yes.
The Elpo Kid rides again.
Excuse me, I'm pedigreed, okay?
He got chocolate pudding again. I'm not going to put him through that.
No. No, no,
no. Oh, you can Berry Blue or toothpaste.
Alright, let's see. Let's see if toothpaste...
Smell bean. Eat bean.
Alright. For a moment there, he's like, oh, I got Berry Blue.
It tasted like blueberry, but then it turned into toothpaste.
But it's not bad, right? Is it bad?
No, actually it's not. It's actually quite pleasant.
Where's the bowl?
Oh, Sean, where's the bowl?
Oh, I'll go get it.
Alright, Colin.
Alright.
You also got blue.
Nah, it's roll again.
You want something else? Okay.
Yeah, like let's see if we get something new.
Buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
God damn it. Alright.
This is awesome, by the way. It's horrible, but it's awesome.
I'm just gracious that everybody had the balls to actually go through with this instead of just wimping out.
Here we go.
That's
buttered
that's...
popcorn or rotten egg, right?
Give it a minute, because it might...
Oh, buttered popcorn, thank God.
Yeah!
Oh, it's delightful.
Hooray.
All right, Sean.
It's so good.
Hopefully you have a better experience than last time.
I mean, say what you will. I mean, at least...
Bowl!
Oh!
No, he didn't get puked, did he?
No, he got chocolate pudding or dog food.
But you know what? Brian already got the dog food, so there's a 50-50 shot you're going to get chocolate pudding.
Hold on. I like chocolate pudding.
Everybody back up in case he has to run for it.
Just spit it out.
Just get ready.
Yeah, and just spit it out and give me the bowl and I'll do it since I'm
easy.
I got an easier
chocolate
out.
Chocolate pudding or dog food? Mouth.
Pudding or Alpo?
Wait.
Pudding or Alpo? Pudding or Alpo?
Like meaty.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
It's like... Not bad, though.
Ew!
It's just meaty, sweet meat.
I have so many fucking questions right now.
give me the fucking thing.
Yeah, I can smell it. That smells so bad.
Who are you?
Still... Why does it linger?
That's what I said.
It lingers more than the cranberries.
I know.
Here, get taking the. Oh man!
God.
I seriously, you better get puke. I swear to God.
I got coconut or spoiled milk.
All right,
that's a lose-lose for me, by the way, because I fucking hate coconut.
Please let it happen.
So either way, I'm probably.
And you love spoiled milk. Just kidding.
Oh, it's marvelous.
it's got
the
such,
best.
It's got such healing properties. Spoiled milk.
Oh, nerd gods, please be gentle.
Wow, that was...
Oh, it's so
bad! Isn't it foul? It's bad, isn't it?
That was fucking instantaneous, by the way, I want to say.
Oh my God!
Wait, so I gotta ask, you hate coconut, so what was it?
It was spoiled milk.
Okay.
It was pretty bad, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, perfect.
All right. All right, it's Brian's turn.
All right.
All right, baby.
Is this the last roundabout?
That hit so fast.
All right, baby. Let's see this.
Hang on, we got
so
more.
We're starting. This
well,
is the
I'll
last
tell you what.
Roundabout.
No. Let's do one more round.
One more round.
And then if,
whatever flavors are left, we gotta.
I was gonna say no. Let's do this. If no, all right. Let's do this. Let's do it this way. We'll go one more full round since we're starting with Brian, and then if in that round nobody gets puke or peach. We all gotta do a lightning round of puke or peach.
No.
Yep. Let's do it. Because you've gotten off pretty light so far.
Tell you what.
I just did this.
No. You know what? No. That's fair.
Okay.
That's an equal.
That's fair.
You
that
could,
is fair.
You, no,
we also have to have somebody try juicy pear or booger.
All right. Let's do it.
Brian, you got strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish.
I'll tell you this much, Brian. I the dead fish was bad, but it probably is nowhere near as bad as the dog food.
Dog food
I'm not even
awful.
In case I even catch a whiff of that. I'm
Ugh.
Not.
All right,
dead fish or
strawberry banana
strawberry
smoothie.
Banana smoothie.
Just spit it out. They'll
just,
do it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh God. Oh my God. That smells awful. Don't do a close up on the spit up jelly bean. What's wrong with you?
That is not sushi.
No,
oh,
that's,
God.
That's like halibut that's been out a couple days.
That's like trout that's fucking like
I mean,
died and washed up on the river.
To be fair, kudos to the Jelly Belly people that they can actually mimic these tastes.
No, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I might have to get another box of these and do this again. This
All
is
right.
fun.
All right, spin for me, son.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Spoiled milk or coconut? Have you done that one yet?
I have. No, I haven't, actually.
What did you do? Oh, you did moldy cheese.
I did rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs.
I would tell Jelly Belly to eat my ass, but they'd probably enjoy the flavor.
Well, you can't get mad. We knew they warned you. It's not like they lied to you.
Yeah.
All right, so this is spoiled milk.
Or coconut.
Or coconut.
I warn you, if it's spoiled milk, it hits hard and it hits fast. My gag reflex almost kicked on that one.
I'll tell you what flavor I like. Beer.
Coconut. And it's
Lucky
delicious.
Bastard.
I mean, it's delicious.
And sometimes you feel like
it's,
a nut. Sometimes
and it's so
you
good.
Don't.
It's so good.
So we can get.
All right, John. What's Sean getting?
Sean got dog food again, so I'm gonna go again.
Yeah, go again. I don't want that experience. Even if it is chocolate.
What do you get?
Pudding.
What do you get?
He got the dead fish one, but I don't know. He might be safe because I don't know if I have any more of those. What's this? I can't tell what this is. Oh, there you go. Strawberry banana smoothie
but
or,
here's the
or
thing.
Dead fish.
But here's the thing, Sean, get this. There have been three of those so far, and we've both gotten the dead fish. You could luck out.
Please.
Let it happen.
I'm begging of you.
Give him the bowl.
He's only gotten bad ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, please be a good one.
I got bad. I've got nothing but bad ones, too, so.
I'm just saying, I hope you get a good one at some point.
Strawberry banana.
Will it, Sean? Will it to be that way?
Strawberry banana.
I am tasting it now.
And? Do we got it?
Yeah!
Strawberry banana!
Oh, boy.
Oh, so good.
Okay, all right, so, Zach...
I'm not going to spin. I figured this out. So, I'm going to do... What was it? I'm going to do... Juicy pear or booger. And then we're all gonna do peach or barf.
Okay.
So this is juicy pear or booger. Where's the bowl? Booger can't possibly taste good, so I'm gonna.
But it can't be anything worse than spoiled milk, man.
That was awful.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I don't know what I hated more, the fish or the dog food.
He got a good flavor.
It's booger.
I'm trying to see if I can.
Come on. Do it.
Shoot it through your nose.
Get it down.
I got this.
You got this. You got it.
I got it.
Did you need a
chance? I don't got it.
Oh my God. Go down.
That's what she said.
Boogers never go down.
They always come back up.
Ugh. I was going to say, don't savor it. Just swallow
it. I was just trying to get it to go down.
Okay. Okay,
all
moment
right, guys.
Moment of truth. We're gonna do peach or barf.
I'm holding on to this because if I'll be the one to fucking puke if it doesn't go well.
All right, just do we want to go? I think we'll just do one at a time. So,
no, you know what?
Yeah, let's do one at a time.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to be doing like,
all right, so just it's fine. It's fine. We'll do one at a time. Oh, God.
So this is barf or what?
Peach.
Since it was my idea to do this to you people, I will go first.
Oh, thank you. It's very kind of you.
I'm doing two in a row. I just got booger and spoiled milk on my last two turns, so come on.
Please, come on. Come on, the gods of fate. Let him, get him, give him barf.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Peach.
Fuck! Fuck!
Woohoo!
Life is unfair.
There you go.
Okay, can I ask you a question? What kind of barf is it?
You know that, like, acid barf that you get
when
you've been drinking?
Yeah. So yeah. It's the acid reflux barf. All right. Fuck. Peach or barf?
Or peach.
Peach or barf. Let's...
Tell me I'm wrong.
You all right?
Sink. Sink.
No! Sink. He's going to throw up in the sink. Oh, okay. Oh, thank God.
Oh. It's like I seriously just threw up like a pint of beer in a bowl of SpaghettiOs. That is like the fucking taste to a T. That is... I didn't actually spit, but... Ugh.
I would hope not.
Ugh.
Well, Colin, thank you for wiping the bowl.
Sorry.
All right, Sean, grand finale.
Well, this tastes like peach. Or Saturday night gone wrong.
Statistically speaking, it's going to be peach because Brian and I got the puke.
If it actually is that bad, I might consider trying puke myself just because I want to see what it's like.
Oh, God, did you get it?
Ooh!
Am I wrong? Is that not what it tastes like?
All right, here, dump it out. I'm going to try one more time.
The Jelly Bailey people are geniuses.
He says that with this such disgust
on his face.
They're geniuses.
They're evil geniuses.
It literally, that's what it is.
Okay, I'll try one more time.
I felt like I just had a hangover.
I need to see how bad this barf situation is.
Oh, God. Bad. If you get peach one more time, I'm going to punch you.
It's not my fault.
Statistically speaking, so at this point, Zach could really only get peach unless there's... How many more of those are in there?
That's the most I got. Of all of the other ones. All
right, so there's no more of those in there.
No, that's the most that I got. There's still a shitload of these.
No, I mean of that particular flavor.
Yes. Oh, I got a fuck ton of peach barf. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Okay. Like I said, it's like I just puked up beer and SpaghettiOs. Oh, God, don't you fucking throw up around us.
Oh.
Get rid of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You didn't even make it all the way through the bean, dude.
It tastes like Hamburger Helper.
Actually, that's not a bad comparison. Oh,
I'm alright. I'm okay.
You sure?
Yep.
Colin, your little Bowie shorts are falling down.
Well, act like you're not impressed.
Oh, that was bad.
There you go, buddy.
So, for those of you out there who are thinking about trying the game Bean Boozled...
Don't.
No, do, because that was actually... Even though we just ate puke...
It was
puke,
fun.
It was so
fun. It was so fun.
So...
And I almost threw up.
Oh, God. Okay, so I think we're going to go ahead and take a little break while we recover. Eat some of our other snacks. All right. Cool.
We've just Bean Boozled.
You've been Bean Boozled. And now this from our commercial sponsors.
Greetings and salutations, und Mutter and Vater. You want to support Das Podcast? Simply go to patreon.com/castwavestudios and you can do just that, und du me ganz. help us in the best way possible, and you get und privileges to make your friend jealous. Schnell! Schnell! Go to undpatreon.com/castwavestudios!
And we're back.
My stomach hurts.
Christ.
I like...
I mean, seriously, like, fucking kill me. I mean, goddamn.
Wow.
It was fun, though.
And no, it was a lot of fun, and I'm actually surprised at you, Zach, because, I mean, again, three of us got puke, and you willingly ate it of your own accord.
I was trying to do the honorable thing.
Thank you.
I didn't get a lot of punishment in that round.
Yeah. Although, that is true.
Although I did get...
Gum, thank you.
Well, don't I'm trying not to chew too close to the microphone. No.
Warning, it might be strawberry or,
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Hey, strawberry.
Yeah.
I feel like every taste night now is a win. Like, everything I taste now.
Yeah. It was fun, though, wasn't it?
Any regular jelly bean that you have?
I would literally play that game. If someone brought that to a party, I would fucking play that game. Bar none. That literally would be hours of fucking entertainment.
Well, I hope you're ready for the next level for the next time I come on the show.
Hmm.
I have Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Beans from Universal Studios with no flavor guide.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Oh.
So we won't even know what we're eating.
Yeah. But they mean every flavor.
No, I mean, like, there's, like, some, like, there's tripe, there's...
Earwax.
Grass, earwax, booger, barf.
Yep.
Goddamn. Barf, I mean, seriously, that barf flavor...
That was horrible.
But accurate. Like, seriously. Like, okay. that was, like, that literally had, like, the taste of puke.
Okay, say, so
that was unbelievable.
So, hey, Sean, you and I, since we're dog food buddies,
since we're Alpo twins.
I am totally your dog food buddy.
Purina man.
So, yeah, let's talk about that flavor for just a second, because, that was,
That really looked like it hurt you.
Oh, God.
The smell hurt me.
Brian is traumatized.
It sucked so bad.
All right, so
I didn't think it was as horrible as, like, the puke or the other ones.
No. Puke by far was worse.
Puke was the worst one.
I'm trying to decide if spoiled milk was worse than puke.
No. Puke was worse because you have a bad memory of it. Spoiled milk, I was like, oh, shit, blah, and I spit it out.
Puke made me gag three times. I almost yacked.
That dog food was just fucking abysmal.
That smell was dominating.
I wanted to kill myself.
Like, well, the dog food, I was tasting it, and I think I was fine. I mean, with it for the beginning. Like, then it started to get gamey and meaty.
It's meaty. Yeah. Sweet.
It was
meaty.
It was like grade Z lunch meat with, like, leftover for gravy from, like, last Thanksgiving.
So, like, Taco Bell from last night's shift.
Pretty much.
That was a bigger hit than I expected it to be, though. That was really fun.
Wow. You know, we've been playing a lot more games on the podcast lately, and I feel like we should... sorry. Something just started coming back up.
if you're gonna puke, you better fucking...
No. I'm doing it right in your lap, buddy.
What's the coconut?
Coconut, by the way, was delicious.
No, coconut's the most vile substance.
I feel like we should do more party games like this, like, at least once a month.
I'm down.
Like I said, I'm coming back with Birdie Bots. After that, we can come up with something else.
Whenever we record our Boldly Going Nowhere. So once a month.
Yeah. So,
you wish. Anyway. So, we wanted to talk about some movies. So, Alien Covenant's coming out next week, as of time of recording.
This coming Thursday.
What day is that?
May 18th.
Yeah. So, May 18th, it's May 13th. 5 days.
Please hold.
Yes, it is.
5 days, yeah.
Yeah.
And Zach's really excited about it.
I am actually... Well, I'm excited, but I'm also apprehensive. Because we all know Prometheus was a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And it just... There was no aliens in it at all, except for, like, the very, very, very end of it. And it just turned into a thing.
Why didn't that lady just run to the left of the ship that was crushing down?
We don't need to revisit that. That's... We all know that was a disaster. Hopefully that doesn't happen in the next one. But I've seen the preview. There's a xenomorph in the movie, so I know I'm going to at least get that.
Yes. Or at least a version 1.0, like 1.0 of xenomorph.
That looked like a legit one.
Like Alien, mm-hmm. Alien, Aliens, yes. Alien 3.
An actual xenomorph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a little bit of logic that is flawed about this movie, at least as was pointed out by one Neil deGrasse Tyson, because he was on Twitter talking about, you know, the science of sci-fi movies, as he always likes to do. And one of the things he pointed out was, hey, look, this is the first manned mission to a planet that we know very little about. No one would actually do that. We would send robots first. And hey, if something got fucked up, we know not to go to that planet. So, you know, should make for a fun movie, though.
But you gotta remember,
he's trying too hard.
I mean, remember, this is following 80s logic.
Yeah.
I.e., we're too broke to send a probe out, send some easily expendable human beings.
Yeah.
Someone that no one will miss. That's why, you know, it was a mining ship in Alien. That's why it was a mining colony in... Because what do miners do? They mine and they die. That's their job.
They drink illegally.
That too.
But yeah, I just... I don't... And not to hate on, like, Bill Nye or Neil deGrasse Tyson, but I don't need them to pick apart every single movie. I really don't. Fair I can't enough. Stand that.
No, it's understandable. It's just... They're in the popular culture of science now.
Yeah.
Because that's the issue, is that science needs funding.
Yeah.
In order to get funding, you have to be popular.
To a point, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, hey, and I'm not saying that deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye, you know, don't serve a valuable purpose to society. They do.
They absolutely do.
Not just as scientists, but also as entertainers.
Oh, yeah, of course. I would never say it otherwise. I just...
But sometimes, you know, I like my movies to be... For lack of a better word, stupid.
Yeah, precisely. You're trying to get away from reality, so you don't need to blend too much reality into a fictional movie.
Oh,
to a point.
I just want to point out. So, I do some photoplasty stuff for crack.com.
Yeah.
And they had a contest today, which I entered, and it was like the top, like your top moment of when you stopped playing a video game.
Yeah.
And. Mine was... Oh, hello. Sorry.
Say hello to Phil, our drunk cameraman.
Phil, come on, man. But,
looks like our camera rage quit the podcast.
Yeah. But, my choice was, do you remember Shock and Awe from Modern Warfare 1? Or Modern Warfare... I mean, Call of Duty 4 : Modern Warfare.
Is that the level where you crawl through the radiation? Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. For those of you who, I mean, I'm sure everybody who even, you know, even uses the internet in a sparse basis has played the original Modern Warfare at least once.
Yes.
This level is you're basically going through, like, a undisclosed Islamic city trying to find a warlord, and you're basically walking into a bullet maelstrom. I mean, that's essentially what it is, Zach, right? I mean, you can back me on that.
Oh, yeah.
That level, like, it literally seems like everything is shooting at you. The walls.
It's short.
Yeah, it's short, but, you blast your way to the palace, you blast your way back out, a helicopter crashes almost on top of you, and you escape the crash, and you even get the pilot out, and you get them to your helicopter, only to be hit in the face with a nuclear explosion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, that's it. Okay, fine. That sucks. But that's a good way to end at least one campaign.
Yeah.
But they then decide, oh, hey, let's just show this guy. Let's just, you know, really twist the knife. Let's just show him in his last 30 seconds of life just walking through nuclear winter.
No, yeah. Crawling.
No, walk. He does walk at one point.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
But it's like, you know, he crawls out of the broken wreckage of the helicopter to watch this city just literally disintegrate around him. And then he's like, yeah, I'm going to pass out now because I'm dead.
Yeah. Well, they did that in every Call of Duty game, one after the other, to push the envelope. They had the dying guy in the first one. They had the, and they put a warning in the game like this: you may find the content in this game disturbing because
that was only in two. First one didn't get that warning.
Yeah, no. I mean, they put it in two because you shoot civilians.
I legit. That was the thing. I was more affected by that Shock and Awe level than I was the level in that level in Modern Warfare 2.
Right.
Yeah,
because to be perfectly frank, I mean you're basically with the amount of carnage you cause in a given day in Modern Warfare world, you're essentially killing hundreds of thousands of civilians at one point or another.
Yeah,
this one's like, oh no, they're at an airport and you're an American killing Russians.
And then what was three? Three was the death of a child.
Yo, so, I didn't even play three. I couldn't even do it.
I played three. I wanted to know how it ended. It was terrible.
Yeah. All I remember, like, I got through two, and two just got so, like, fucking James Bond cartoony. I was just like, fuck it. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
Bishop, goddamn you. Lance Hendrickson is the villain in Modern Warfare 2.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, speaking about going back to aliens.
Yeah.
So, so I got to ask for you, since we're sitting here, favorite aliens movie? Go. Two. Yeah, so aliens. Yeah, that makes sense.
I absolutely love the first one. I think the first one was miles, miles ahead in terms of, like, script and development.
It's cerebral. It's slow paced. That's what's good about it.
No, it's excellent, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure back then people were, like, legit terrified.
Yeah.
But two just took that and then added an action element, and that made it 1,000 times better, in my opinion.
I agree. Like, I would say, if, like, you're asking me what the best shot film was, I'd say it was Alien.
Absolutely.
If you're asking me what the better paced story was, I'd say it's Aliens.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like anybody at this table is going to say Alien 3, is it?
Cigarettes!
I mean, that if you're asking for the best scene, it's Aliens 3. When Paul McGann drop kicks the cigarette machine. Cigarettes!
That's horrible.
That's great. I don't know what you're talking
about. That
was
a brilliant
scene. It was.
I love that scene.
Like on level with DiCaprio or what's his face?
He so wanted his cigarettes back.
He just wanted his cigarettes, Zach.
And he was so excited.
No, I mean, obviously I'm joking. That fucking scene is stupid. Anyway.
Okay. It's kind of become like a meme for us, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's great, though. But yeah, so I would definitely say I'm excited for Covenant because it looks like they're trying to go back to that Wildcat, you know, living out on the fringe of the universe type thing. And that's great. They needed to go back to that.
Because
they needed to establish that the human race is a spacefaring society that, you know, is now starting to encounter these kind of issues dealing with alien life.
Because
Prometheus kind of did it, but
not really.
Well, I mean, they did, but it was just like,
oh god, that movie sucks.
Like, you brought like the world's form. You claimed you brought the world's foremost scientist, but like one of them was like, "Ew, let me pet this vagina snake."
Ew.
And, oh god, it killed me. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't
bring a taser and a pair of tongs?
Look, I don't care who the fuck you are, what part of the world, or what part of any other world you are on. I don't care what the fuck the situation is. If you see a snake and it looks like a cobra, you leave it the fuck alone.
Well, not only that, but it's the same. That same scientist 20 minutes earlier was absolutely terrified of a dead body. A fossilized dead body.
Yeah, it's like, oh yes, what do you think killed them?
Then he encounters a living organism and he goes, ooh, look, it's beautiful, let me pet the thing. The whole script is just a joke in that movie. And that movie has one of the greatest sins in cinema. They introduce a character, he's on screen for 15 seconds, and then he disappears. You don't see him again for the rest of the movie.
Oh, is that the dude with
the big security guy with the big gun.
Yeah.
Yep. Just vanishes.
Sounds about right.
It's horribly filmed, the character development's awful, the plot is awful, there's no aliens in it, so the whole it's a prequel to Alien thing was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, man.
No, I get it. So yeah, definitely Alien Covenant, something to go see. What else was there?
Wonder Woman in what, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Please,
just one good, stupid DC movie.
Dear movie gods, it's me, Margaret. Can you please let the Wonder Woman movie be good? Just give us this fucking one.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, I'll fucking go see Justice League. Just give me one good... Like, give me one good lead-up movie. Just... Mm-hmm. I mean, Man of Steel was okay. It wasn't a shit film. It was bland. It was bland because, you know, it was...
It's a 2 out of 5.
I'd give it a 3. I'd put it middle of the road.
I give it a 3.5 out of 5. I certainly don't think it's the greatest film ever made, but it's... As far as a modern-day Superman film goes, it's probably
it ranks somewhere between the original Superman film. Like, I'd say it'd rank ahead of 2, because 2's just got some goofy-ass shit in it.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I buy Michael Shannon's interpretation of Zod more than I buy Terrence Stamp's.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people like to bitch about, well, Superman killed Zod, and, like, look, Superman in Man of Steel was fucking anguished. But, like, he's smiling when he kills Zod in Superman 2, so what's the point? Like, what are you bitching about?
Anyways.
He's like, nah, I just banished them to the nether zone. Hooray.
No, he drops him into a fucking pit of the Fortress of Solitude.
That's not Zod. That's the other dude.
Oh.
That's like Hulk ripoff dude.
Yeah.
The silent mute dude that's like seven feet tall.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, so I put Man of Steel there. I mean, yeah, I'll admit Batman v Superman was kind of
awful. It was.
No.
It had its moments. It had moments. I'll say that. It was a film.
in the least, in the most vague definition, yes.
It was a movie, moving pictures.
Have you seen it?
What? Yeah, he saw it with
have
us.
You seen, oh, so you've seen it.
What,
yeah,
which
he's
one?
Seen Batman v Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The director's cut is better than the theatrical cut.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't tell the difference.
I thought it was okay.
It was just longer.
I mean, that's the thing. It was okay. But again, it's the point of it is that this is supposed to introduce Batman and Superman's working relationship. And like they spend 90 minutes of a two-hour film at odds with each other, yeah, only to team up because my mother shares the same name as your mother.
The stupidest thing in movie history, almost.
And I'm. Did they share names? Were they both named Martha?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I mean, it's not like they just made it up just to fuck with that. But
yes. No. But that just means Goyer figured that out and went, "Hey, wouldn't that be cool in this script?"
Hey, fair enough. And you know what? I'm not okay. Look,
I can see it from their perspective, but it was a poor execution of that.
Well, not even. And there's other stuff too. Like I can tell you as a DC reader.
Yeah.
Did Doomsday not look like crap?
Yes.
Come on, he looked terrible. He looked like a cave troll.
Hold on. I got more to add to that than
okay,
that.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me preface that story with another story. Okay, and you're a Spider-Man fan as well as I am, right?
Oh, don't bring up three.
Hold on. No. No, hold on. We got to go there real fast. So, you know how Sam Raimi liked to say, like, in Spider-Man 3, it's like, well, we couldn't just go with the regular, you know, black suit because it didn't look right on film.
Yeah.
They fucking tested that. They actually made a mock-up of the regular black suit, and they tested it. Like,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it looked fucking awesome.
Did it?
It looked fucking amazing.
Well, I've...
So, okay, so they went away from that because fuck it, you know, fuck the fans. And then they did the same shit with Doomsday. They actually have... fucking sketches and mock-ups of
they did
Doomsday.
A mock-up of regular Doomsday?
Of regular Doomsday. And I was like, well, guys, what the fuck is going...
Well, think about it. They did the same thing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's why we got those weird pig snout turtles.
You know, Doomsday kind of looked like one of those, too.
A
little bit.
I mean,
look...
Like, first of all, I don't think they should have introduced Doomsday as a villain. It should have just been fucking Lex Luthor.
Okay, allow me to play devil's advocate for just a second, because remember, the first time we see Doomsday in the 92 comic, like The Death of Superman... He's wrapped up in this giant green fucking thing, and he's, like, got his arms bound and shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not able to do that in this movie for whatever fucking reason. But he was starting to grow those spikes. He was, like, he gets his hand cut off, and he starts growing that giant-ass spike that he eventually kills Superman with.
Well, yeah, which I also want to point out that, like, that was never fucking explained why his bones grew like that. Kryptonians' bones don't grow like that. Humans' bones don't grow like that.
Well, that's what I said. It's a loose script.
Yeah.
That's not what he's trying to say. He's just talking about Doomsday.
Like, I'm saying there are some definite good things in it. There is. There's also some definitely shitty things in it.
Well, the biggest problem it suffered from was it was literally trying to cram, like, six different plots into one movie.
Yeah.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean 3 syndrome.
You have Doomsday, Death of Superman, the whole dark side thing, the start of the Justice League. It was a mess.
I call it TMSGO.
Too much shit going on.
Too much shit going on.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm
They only had so much movie to do it in.
I honestly would have loved something more along the lines of, like, World's Finest. Like, they could have literally just, like, not done the whole, like, does the world trust Superman? It's like, are we alone in the universe anymore? Obviously we're not. They could have just excised that whole fucking thing. They could have just focused on the relationship between Batman and Superman.
Yeah. Like, I've to be perfectly honest, they already did that in the fucking Superman TV series when Batman comes in. I think the episode was called World's Finest.
Yeah.
They just could have done fucking World's Finest, and it would have been just as good. It would have been way better.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, look. And again, I've gone on record as, you know, support... Like,
yeah, you're pro BVS.
I am. Again, there are some problems with it.
Again, I, just so you know, I'm on your side. I'm right. Pro BVS as well.
Now, you know what would have been fucking really cool? Like, you know what would have been a really, like, very classic kind of take on Bruce Wayne? So, you open up the movie, you obviously show, like, you know, the events of Man of Steel from Bruce Wayne's eyes, because honestly, I did enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But then, what you should do is, in the first act of the movie, you focus on Bruce Wayne showing up in Metropolis all of a sudden. He's got a giant press meeting. Guess who's down there to cover it? Clark Kent. And Bruce Wayne's up on this pedestal saying, you know, as a citizen, or, you know, as someone who obviously cares about people, blah, 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 I'm going to aid in the reconstruction of Metropolis.
Yeah.
Okay? And all of a sudden, like, you start hearing some shit. You start hearing about how Bruce is starting to work with Lex Luthor, and Clark is like, wait, I don't fucking get that. And obviously this guy's Batman through whatever. And what winds up happening is you see Bruce trying to do this stuff as a way to try and get more information about Lex, because obviously Batman knows what the fuck's like, he suspects something's going on with Lex, and you just go from there. Like, that's how you start that movie.
That's not bad. I agree with him. It should have been World's Finest.
That could have parlayed into World's Finest.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely. Well, here's an interesting question. Who was worse? What's his name as Lex Luthor?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Or Jared Leto as whatever the hell kind of Joker he claimed to be?
I have not seen, still.
Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
Don't.
So I have no card in this game, but I do know that I despise Jesse Eisenberg. I feel that was the most horrific casting you could ever do. It's totally inappropriate.
Let's go ahead and just put this on the table. You are a diehard Superman fan. You have an idea, I feel, what Lex Luthor should be.
Yes.
Bryan Cranston.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey was a marvelous Lex
God,
Luthor.
He was great.
He was amazing.
Great. Yeah.
I thought like that was just...
I mean, honestly...
I even like... what's his name?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman. I even like Gene Hackman.
Yeah, he's all right, too.
I even like his.
He's okay.
I
was never really a big fan of Gene Hackman's
Lex. There was too much Joker. I saw too much Joker in there. I saw too much...
Which is funny.
Too much immature...
And the Riddler.
Like, I am so... Yeah. Like, I'm so, like, hip to be cool bullshit. I'm just like... It was
almost like they were literally like, hey...
I'm awkward and it's lovable.
No, I'll tell you what it was.
I hate that.
I'll tell you exactly what the fuck it was. They decided, hey, let's make Lex Luthor kind of like the... I don't know. Let's say that he's like the CEO of like a company kind of like Facebook.
Right.
And then they were like, okay, well, what should we do there? Let's get the guy from the fucking Facebook movie in that. That's kind of what they did.
It's so just stupid.
He just didn't have it. But also, Jared Leto as the Joker was one of the most awful things I've ever seen.
The biggest problem with... Well, first of all, there's two problems with this argument. One, you have to... The problem is that when reintroducing Superman into the DCU, which is what they were doing, Man of Steel, leading into Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Is you basically have to reinvent the character of Lex Luthor. And the problem is that you can't basically use an old... I mean, at this point, they're going to try and do New 52 Lex Luthor. Or a better discussion point, Alexander Luthor from Earth 3.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say he was more Alexander Luthor of Earth 3? I mean, like, mm-hmm. red hair, cocky as fuck, assured he was smarter, thought he was doing good, but ended up doing evil. I mean, that's the whole thing. And it's just like... I mean, yeah, they take elements of older Lex, i.e. he wants to be Superman. That's
right.
That's Lex's milieu. He wants to fucking be Superman. But he's just like, man, if I can't be Superman, then I'm fucking making them to kill Superman.
I just can't.
Jolly Ranchers.
But.
And Granny's Sweet Peach Iced Tea.
But in my opinion, and you'll be delighted to hear, Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman, neither of those were the worst movie that I saw last year. The very worst movie that I saw last year, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, was Independence Day 2.
but
a movie
but,
I did
but,
not
but,
I missed
but,
again.
But
that was don't watch it. Don't ever watch
hold
it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, because I think we've already talked about that.
I think you told me that before.
Yes. Hold on, because last time that we had you on the show, Zach.
Yeah.
we had, leading up to this movie's release, we were talking about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Now, I never quite got your opinion on Power Rangers, and I'd like to ask, what did you think?
I hated it.
You hated it?
I hated it. Okay. It's going on the list. We just did our episode about that a couple weeks ago for PCP.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm sorry. And they almost got me. They did. There was one moment that they almost got me, and they pissed all over it and ruined it.
What was that?
When the Zords come out, finally. They have that amazing wide shot of the canyon, uh-huh. and the pterodactyl swoops in, and you hear the Go-Go Power Rangers cover music, and it's awesome, and the Zords run in, and you're just like, oh my god. And I totally was sitting there like, oh fuck, I'm going to lose the bet. Then the fucking Triceratops comes in backwards, and you hear that stupid kid going, oh, Jason, help me, I can't drive it, and it runs into battle ass first, and ruins the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, also, and you can agree, like, I'm not even going to try and be mean, like, mean, but nothing happens the first 90 minutes of that movie.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean,
they don't morph until the last 25 minutes of the
this
movie.
This week on a very special Power Rangers. Well,
they were trying so.
Yellow Ranger's parents don't love her, maybe, don't know.
Piss in this cup. What? Piss. Okay, bye. I also want to point out.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to plug that in.
Oh, well, I just...
This week on a very special Power Rangers.
I have bad news for you, Brian. I just thought you should know.
I think I've heard of this already.
Sequels are in trouble.
The sequels are in trouble because Power Rangers did not do well in the China market.
It didn't perform well at all. It barely paid off its budget.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it only got about $86.5 million in the United States. And I was like, fuck, dude, are you shitting me?
Yeah, it did not.
I mean, this is the fucking problem. You can't make a Power Rangers movie.
That's what I've been trying to say.
You just can't. Here's the thing. Brian, I watched it. And you know what? Not a bad film. It really isn't.
It wasn't what I was expecting.
No. But here's the thing. The problem is...
I agree with you, but...
The problem is to take a story like that, which for television took an entire season, which was like, what, 26 episodes?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was
and
like...
And cram it into an hour and a half movie.
That's still not even the issue, though. The issue was the design of everything. Nothing looked good. The Megazord did not look good.
Well, did you notice this, by the way?
The Megazord didn't look good. The Megazord didn't look good.
Awful. Did you notice this, by the way? I actually remember reading something about how... blah, 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 plot point, blah, 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 blah. The Zords, you know, take on the form of the most powerful thing they see, blah, blah, blah. Did you notice how the Megazord looked almost identical to Goldar?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah. I was like, that makes no fucking sense.
Well, no, it makes perfect sense because Zordon and Rita come from the same Ranger team, so obviously when Rita creates something, she creates it in the image of the Megazord because she used to ride around on a fucking Megazord.
Also, I have a little bit of news, by the way. This is related. We are getting a Krispy Kreme here soon.
Oh, that is true. We are getting...
Oh, man.
That was... Oh, by the way, that was now the you know worst... Yeah. Fucking product placement.
Watching Rita Repulsa eat a donut almost made me walk out of that.
A Krispy Kreme. I was like, ugh.
Disgusting.
I mean, yeah.
I'm in a Krispy Kreme.
And they did not have the right to take a pot shot at Transformers. That irked me.
Did they?
Sorry, Bumblebee.
Yeah, remember they had that perfect looking yellow with black stripe Camaro? And then the T-Rex Zord steps on it and then kicks it at some bad guys. And the guy goes, sorry, Bumblebee. And they were just trying to give, like, the middle finger to Transformers. Now, listen, those movies aren't that great. They still don't have the right to shit on them because Michael Bay's been making those for, like, 10 years. They do not have the right.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to be lucky if they get a sequel at this point.
Oh, I know. They shouldn't get a sequel at this point.
No, and what I'm saying is that Power Rangers is not... You can't make it into a movie.
No.
They tried it in 95. It didn't work. Why? Because
Well, the simplest issue...
I like the one in 95.
Me too.
Really?
What? Okay.
Because it was just so awful. I loved it.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so you don't like it. You just like making fun of it.
It's so great.
Well, here's the thing. That movie, the new Power Rangers movie created... Or had a massive Power Rangers sin. When you watch the episodes, what's one of the sickest things you ever get to watch in the episode?
The transformation?
The transformation into the Megazord. What wasn't in this movie?
The transformation.
It falls into a pit and just jumps out and goes, hey! Well, I'm sorry, I say that like it happened quickly. It took 10 minutes for this fucking thing to climb out of this hole.
You said it fell into a pit?
Fell into a pit.
It fell into a pit.
Fell into a pit.
Now, one of the things I thought it was missing, and I knew it was not going to be able to be in the movie, but Ron Wasserman's fucking soundtrack from the original series.
I don't understand how hard it would be to pay for that. It can't be that
expensive. I mean, come on, dude. Like, Zords. If they had just played Zords when it was transforming, like, oh, come on. Like, that's what I wanted that so fucking bad.
That wasn't the only musical issue. The fact that they had the audacity to play fucking Kanye West during the best fight scene. Oh, I'm sorry, the only fight scene in the movie.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I don't get. And stop me if. Wouldn't it have been easier to build models? To have built models to use, which would have looked more realistic, which would have looked better. But you would have saved half your fucking budget on CG.
They don't have to be models, they just had to look better.
Hold on. You know something that would have been awesome? Since this is originally a Japanese show that this is all based on? Go to the fucking Sentai guys and have them build models, like he said. And have them fucking do that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
there was not enough collaboration on this project. That's the issue. This movie was not bad. This movie was bad from pre-production because you can tell pre-production was rushed and bad.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you remember how I went out to Power Morphicon last year?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a story for you. So, I had been there. It was like day two, and I was on the floor hanging out with Michael from X75 Productions. What's up, dude? So it was like the end of the day, and the original Zio Ranger cast was there. Like, the people like from the Japanese show that had been adaptated into Power Rangers. And so I'm kind of just hanging out, doing whatever. I'm hanging over by the main entrance, and there was this display board with, like, all the, like, current Dino Charge things, and then they had, like, all these little, like, kiosks up, and one of them had all the movie Power Ranger figures that were going to be out.
Yeah.
From, like, the new movie. And so I'm kind of just minding my own business, and all of a sudden, the fucking original Red Ranger from Zio Ranger comes up right beside me with, like, a couple of other people, and he's looking, and he's just, like, pointing at the red figure. He's like, oh, what the... And he's, like, talking to his friends, and they're laughing. And I'm like... And I, like, kind of nudge somebody, like, from the group. I was like, hey, I don't mean to pry, but, like, what was he saying? He's like... He was like, oh, he was just going like, huh, that's not Power Rangers. And I was like, oh, okay.
You know, to continue on with what he said there, that's the other thing that's interesting.
I was
both
like...
the original Blue Ranger and the original Black Ranger both said they did not like the movie.
So, yeah, Geki from fucking Zio Ranger did not like the design of the new Rangers.
That's three Power Rangers that have been on the TV show that all say they didn't like the
movie. Two Power Rangers and a Zio Ranger.
You know, it's funny that you mention that because going back to the discussion about Batman v Superman and just wanting Wonder Woman to be good... Diane Lane from Clark's mother from Man of Steel and Batman v Superman
has gotten
into trouble recently because she said in an interview that she does not believe that Justice League will be better than the Avengers. Which,
well, first of all, she's 100% right. No offense,
right?
It's never going to beat the first Avengers.
No,
that movie was amazing.
No, because there was a huge. There was a huge stroke of luck with the run-up films leading to the Avengers.
What are you doing?
I'm just pressing buttons.
He's just doing it to annoy me. Anyway, the problem is, it's like you had Iron Man, had Incredible Hulk, you had Captain America: The First Avenger. You know, you had all these great lead-up films that sucked you into the world.
And you had Thor and Hawkeye and Black Widow.
And the world sucked you in. You believed that this world could truly exist and that this team could come together at some point.
Yeah.
I've watched Batman v Superman, and the only thing I honestly believe is that if there was going to be a super team in this film coming up, I feel like the only team, like the only people who like look like they work together as a team is fucking Batman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's because half the people haven't been fucking introduced yet.
Well, yeah, I know. And that's the thing. Like, Flash is getting introduced. Cyborg's getting introduced.
Aquaman's getting introduced.
We might be getting a Green Lantern.
In the movie or...
Post-credits, I bet. It's going to be post-credits. Watch.
Well, no, I guarantee you it's going to be the post-credits and it's going to be Abinsur crashing into Earth.
Oh, God. And the villain, they've done no prep for that. They showed Steppenwolf in Batman v Superman, the director's cut, for 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
No.
And nobody even knows who Steppenwolf is. It's kind of like the Thanos issue, only much faster.
Isn't Steppenwolf, like, Darkseid's brother?
I can't remember. It's like his number two guy or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just... Well, here, let's switch it to positive. Has everybody here seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, I have.
Oh.
I can't say...
I'm not going to spoil it for you then. I don't want to spoil it for you.
I loved it. Loved it.
I mean, I very much want to.
It's magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Best Stan Lee cameo in history.
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
He's a watcher, isn't he?
Do you want me to tell you?
I mean, I think you've already just told me.
No, I'm just saying, if you want me to tell you, I can just say it real quick.
He's Uatu,
he works for the Watchers.
Ah, okay.
They imply that he just keeps getting sent back to go observe and then come back and talk to him.
There was, what was it that he said? He was just like...
His line is, so this time I was a FedEx delivery guy. And I was like, oh, fuck! Because he's talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Like, poo came out when I saw Watchers. Yeah. And I was just like, Marvel!
I was waiting for him to be like, and then there was that one time I went to the Baxter building. I was like, ugh. Like, I wanted him to say something like that.
Another connection?
Yeah.
I wish. I mean, that's the thing. I want X-Men. I want Fantastic Four. I want them to be in the MCU. I want them to be in the MCU so fucking bad.
I don't want X-Men.
Really?
It'll be a convoluted mess.
No, I mean, put them in as a Marvel series. I mean, as a Netflix series. Have them exist in the Netflix world.
It's still too much to
me. It would be so compelling to see them instead of fucking Iron Fist.
Iron Fist got a bad rap. Iron Fist was not that bad.
No. Let me just go on record and say this.
Iron Fist is fine.
I like Iron Fist.
They would be more compelling than the Inhumans, though.
Yes.
That's going to flop.
Of course it's going to flop.
Nobody cares about the fucking Inhumans.
Nobody. They could not be less interesting.
Like, I don't care. Cool. Black Bolt's cool. I don't care, though.
I really don't care. I could care less. Well, how about... Let's send this around the table. What is the best superhero movie that you've seen so far ever?
Okay, I feel like we need to have three categories for this.
No, it's one. It's one.
No.
It's one.
No.
What's he gonna say?
Okay.
No.
What is your favorite? What do you think is the best ensemble one? And then what do you think is... Just overall, because obviously
just do best and worst.
Obviously, nostalgia is going to come into play in this.
No, just do best and worst.
Best and worst, go.
It's easier that way.
Okay, best and worst.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, go ahead.
Let me think on mine, and then.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah.
Best is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Worst is Superman 4.
Which one's 4? Superman Returns.
The Quest for Peace.
That's the one where Superman
fights Nuclear Man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie sucks.
Trust me, I mean, it's bad. It's worse than Superman versus Richard Pryor.
Superman 3. Yeah, I forgot about that, too.
John Cryer's in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Best would be Deadpool, obviously.
Oh.
Worst would be Fanforstick.
Oh, this is tough. Best... Best is Captain America 2. Best is definitely Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about Hydra, and I love Hydra, so mm-hmm. I can't... That was definitely... Now, worst, that's tough. Because, I've seen Blade 3. I've seen Iron Man 3. I've seen Spider-Man 3. I'm noticing a pattern here.
Yeah.
I think it's 3?
X-Men 3? Yeah. I found a pattern.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Captain America kind of broke the curse, though. Because, that third movie was Civil War was past... It wasn't bad.
But that's the thing. Out of the Captain America films, I would say Civil War was the weakest.
Yes. They should have just made a Civil War
movie. It wasn't a Captain America movie.
No.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. They're calling it a Captain America movie.
I know.
They should call it Avengers.
They should have called it Avengers 2.5.
Exactly.
My absolute worst would probably be Iron Man 3.
Really?
Iron Man
3? It was a disappointment. Yeah, I agree with him.
So you're telling me that you hated that more than Fantastic and Iron X-Men Man 2? 3?
You hated it more than Iron Man 2?
I did hate it.
3 was definitely worse than 2.
Wow, really?
I thought I got to see War Machine do stuff.
I thought Iron Man 3 was actually kind of creative.
No, I hated it. I hated that movie.
Fair enough. You know, it's opinions.
And I mean, obviously, and I'm sorry, but Batman v Superman's pretty low also.
I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else.
Even though it had the best Batman.
Yeah,
I do think Ben Affleck's the best Batman.
I will say that much. Yeah, I would definitely.
I can't
with him,
completely shit on the movie without giving it at least one compliment.
Right.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is definitely by far the best Batman.
That was like Arkham City Batman. Yeah, I loved it.
I was
so
shocked.
Much.
I was shocked how good he was.
Because I was Brian and I were both naysayers when the fucking announcement went out.
I completely admit that. I can. We sold prints. At Intervention, that said, you know,
I'm Vengeance, I am the Knight, and I'm not Ben fucking Affleck.
Like, we were, like, hardline Ben Affleck haters. We were like, fuck the Affleck, you know? Whatever.
Fuck Batfleck.
Fuck the fucking Affleck, you know?
Like, and then we all walked out of that movie the same way.
I ate crow. I'll admit it, I ate crow on that.
No, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, fuck yeah, alright, cool. I want to see more Batman.
Yeah. Shocking.
Which we might not get.
Mm, yeah. Way to go, DC Universe.
How do you fuck up a moneymaker like that?
So, I want to say Avengers, but I'm going to have to go with The Dark Knight.
You know, I forgot about The Dark Knight. Yeah, that's up there, too.
Dark Knight's one of my favorites.
The Dark Knight's hella good. And then, as far as the absolute worst superhero movie I've ever seen... Okay, I'm going to give you my runner-up, and then I'm going to give you...
Okay.
So my runner-up is The Incredible Hulk. Just because...
Wait, The Incredible Hulk? Not Hulk?
The Hulk doesn't even fucking register for me. Like, that was...
I like Incredible
That was such
Hulk.
A non-entity. But Incredible Hulk was just such a, like, lame duck of a fucking movie.
I liked it.
I don't know. There's so much that's fucking, you know... So many loose ends from that fucking movie, and a lot
that
of them
never
don't
get
sense.
Tied up, yeah.
I was just like, it's fucking, I don't know, whatever.
So your big drop. Will he say Green Lantern?
You and I are like the best of friends.
I'm
that.
So sorry.
fuck.
Can I change my answer to the worst one being Green Lantern?
I'm sorry.
No, because, I mean, here's the thing. I know his love for Green Lantern borders on creepy. Like, with Batman and Doctor Who. I mean, like, literally, it's like a four-way.
When he gets up to go to the bathroom, does he take his Green Lantern with him?
I mean, he's wearing a Green Lantern ring, like, right now.
That's not creepy. That's awesome.
Never taking it off is a little creepy.
I mean, I wear my orange lantern ring more than I should.
Okay, fair enough, but...
It's made of stainless steel, dude. What do you want?
Yeah, his is much nicer than mine. I have a little plastic one that comes out of gumball machines.
That's fine. But, I mean, here's my thing. I wouldn't say that Green Lantern is bad because... The thing is...
What they did with Parallax was fucking stupid.
Space diarrhea.
Yeah, I mean, space cloud diarrhea, that's one issue. Like, you could have just left the movie as Hector Hammond being the villain. That would have been an infinitely better film.
It's like, of all movies to be inspired from, you've fucking had to pull something from Fantastic Four 2. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Galactus.
Oh, yeah,
right.
We still need his worst.
So wait, what is your worst? You're gonna say Green Lantern, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
He's not.
The worst movie I've paid money to go see was fucking... I'll agree with you. X-Men 3: The Last Stand.
Yeah, that's a bad one. That's a bad
that was
one.
That
is one of only the three movies. That's only one of three movies I have ever walked out of.
However, what
you
is
walked?
It?
Walked? I
okay. Where
they killed Cyclops. I walked.
Thank you.
However,
5 minutes into the movie, I'm just like, nope, fuck off.
That's bullshit.
However, what was it? It's not the Swamp Thing, but it's like the Marvel equivalent. What's
Man Thing?
Man Thing. There was a Man Thing movie that was
made.
That
was a Sci-Fi Channel original movie. That
movie
doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That movie blows so fucking hard.
That so does not count.
Okay.
Not even.
Okay, so...
But then also any Fantastic Four movie also, because like the fan...
All of them.
Look, okay. First and foremost, I didn't mean to make a pun there, but... Those movies are just fucking insufferable in of themselves.
Yeah.
But that last one was just like, it was like pulling teeth through your ass. It was like, I can't, like.
That invokes a very odd image.
That's what it meant to do. It was like, it's just so uncomfortable to sit through.
Yeah, I see that.
As far as good, though, we have to give an honorable mention to Dread.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my god! By the way,
TV show.
We are getting a TV show.
We're getting a Dread TV show.
Actually, speaking of TV shows, so we got Dread TV show coming. I don't know if Carl Urban's been picked up for that one.
No, there's been no word.
Okay, but hopefully he is, because I don't think you could find a better Dread.
No.
But also, Deadpool's getting a TV show.
An animated TV show.
Yes.
Which,
and it's by Donald Glover.
Donald Glover's going to be Deadpool.
No, I heard he's the producer.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be Deadpool.
No, he's the producer.
Troy.
Thank God.
Troy's producing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Troy and Abed in the morning.
On Deadpool.
No. Yeah.
On Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, Deadpool is a great character, and he would far better in an animated series than he would, say, in an adult-oriented animated series.
Yes.
Like Archer-esque, if you will.
He is going to be on FXX, by the way. So.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's probably going to be the Archer replacement, since this is the last season of Archer.
What?
Wait, what?
I thought that... Isn't Archer ending? Did I read that wrong?
Yeah, I think he's renewed at least for two more seasons.
Oh, never mind then.
Because Dreamland, I'm not going to give you spoilers, but Dreamland is a fantasy sequence, so...
Yeah, I was under the impression that was the end of it.
Dreamland is already finished, so this season that they're about to start shooting is him coming out of that dream sequence. So I think this might be.
I was thinking.
We'll have to look at that. Oh, look. It's Porky Pig.
But yeah,
You know, it's funny. I was like, Sean's just like surfing the internet while we're doing our little talk here. And like, I did look over every now and again to look at the images. Like, first it was Mark Summers.
I was like, unwrapped.
And unwrapped.
As in.
Not super sloppy double dare.
I was trying to tell you to wrap it up, but in like a subtle way.
Ah.
And then I put a picture of actual plugs. Then Porky Pig, just to give you the obvious.
Yeah, I get
you. You should probably just wave at us and go like this.
I don't want to interrupt a good conversation.
Or do what we learned at FCC.
The wrap it up.
Is that picture of Sedona, Italy? Ooh.
Yes.
No, it's Montepulciano.
Oh.
But we also just... I was way off. We had to talk as much as possible so we could consume beverages to cleanse our palates.
Oh, Jesus.
I still taste dog food.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating. The game killed
me. I can't believe I almost threw up.
Yeah. I'd say you deserve it, but we all kind of
It was fun though. That was good. Was that an appropriate BGN experience?
Yes.
It really was.
Okay,
was.
The next time I'm bringing the birdie bots with no flavor guide.
There you go.
We're just gonna pick colors and pray.
Marvelous. Sean, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
Oh, you can find me at castwaystudios.com. Just go there.
Okay.
If you really want to find me, you'll find me in the bios.
You'll somehow.
And all the necessary links to social media are there.
Somehow you'll find me.
If you want to find me, you'll find me.
Zach Patterson, where can we find you on the internet?
Best place to find me is if you head over to the Castwave Studios page. I have a movie podcast, which I do with Sean and Rocky, called Post Credit Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
As I was just telling Brian, we just put up our episode about the Power Rangers bet, which was really good. We got some new reviews, news. Got another episode coming up that should be interesting as well. So, best bet, find me there.
Brian, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/bmassey1987. Also, you can find me on castwavestudios.com, where I host Backcast 66 with Sean Holmes. Sitting right across from me.
Neener.
We might have skipped an episode this week, but we'll definitely try and get back on that next week. So, if I don't have jury duty, so let's hope that doesn't happen.
What? He got called in for jury duty.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, to the Batcave.
Justice calls.
Commissioner Gordon has called you for a special session.
Oh, my God. Dude, you should go in there with a Batman mask. They'll tell you to leave right away.
You should. Get an Adam West costume.
Sir, you need to leave. But I have a taste for justice.
But, sir.
But I have a taste for justice. No, and I don't mean like grumpy Batman. I mean like Adam West Batman. You need to do 66 like, Batman.
Hello?
I'm here to do my civic duty, sir.
Fabulous. And you can find me at www.castwavestudios.com. You can also find me at Twitter at Castwave Studios. If you tweet to the studio, I'm more than one likely to answer. And that'll do it for this episode of Boldly Going Nowhere. Episode 3. You know, have we come up with a witty title for this?
I think we should just call it Bean Boozled.
You've Bean Boozled.
Okay. I can live with that.
Or just call it Barf.
Barf, the board game.
Barf flavored jelly beans. Hashtag Bean Boozled.
I like it.
There you go.
There you go. All right. So until next time, I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I greatly regret bringing that game.
And I'm Brian Massey.
And you're boldly going nowhere. Sean, hit me with the outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.